TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox. Happy Black Friday to you, although it's not special like it used to be. It used to be special. Now it's gone on since October. Every day has been Black Friday everywhere. So I don't know if they're doing it because they figure they're not going to make any money this year, the retailers, or I don't know. They want to get ahead of somebody else, but it used to actually mean something. It was an exciting day to go out. Not anymore. Anyway, hopefully you are getting out and spending some money, keeping the economy going this holiday season. I have not put my lights up because that's a husband thing and he hasn't taken him down out of the garage yet. So it's not looking good. He's pretty busy. It's not looking good this year. So that's okay. I'm going to look like I don't celebrate Christmas. Got some more information about this DC terrorist, Ramanullah Lakhanwal, who was from Afghanistan, and which particular unit he was in. Trump was talking about this at a press conference yesterday. Drew, would you play that clip where he was telling one of the reporters how stupid she was for questioning the policies of Biden?
DOJ IG just reported this year that there was thorough vetting by DHS and by the FBI of these Afghans who were brought into the U.S. So why do you blame the Biden administration
because
for what this man did?
Are you stupid? Are you a stupid person? Because they came into on a plane along with thousands of other people that shouldn't be here.
Right.
And you're just asking questions because you're a stupid person. And there's a law passed that it's almost impossible not to get them out. You can't get them out once they come in. And they came in and they were unvetted. They were unchecked. There were many of them. And they came in on big planes and it was disgraceful. And if you look, you'll see there was a law passed. It makes it almost impossible not to let them in, not to certify them, so to speak, once they come in. And they came in, and they shouldn't have come in. And frankly, the whole thing was a mess. The whole Afghanistan situation was a mess.
No question about it. This is Ramanullah Lakhanwal. He and his family were welcomed into the New York Post is reporting. Yeah, New York Post. He and his family were welcomed into the U.S. 4 years ago after serving in a CIA-backed elite Afghan commando zero unit that was accused of torture and the brutal murder of civilians. Now, once again, there's a lot of information that's going to be coming out in the coming weeks, and we don't have a lot yet. But looking at this, so the CIA did what? They had him do their dirty work? Yeah, doesn't it, though? No, you go in and pull the fingernails out. No, you do it so we can keep our hands clean. So after this whole thing happened, and we basically abandoned everybody, this 29-year-old guy was given a $2,000 per month apartment in a quiet town called Bellingham, Washington. He also got a job at Amazon, okay? CIA Director John Ratcliffe said this individual and so many others should never have been allowed to come here. Really? Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, no kidding. He served in what's called the elite NDS-3 counterterrorism unit in Afghanistan, one of at least five paramilitary so-called zero units that work with the CIA, as I mentioned. This is according to the Afghan, a group called Afghan Evac. Talked about that a little earlier in the show. This is a nonprofit group that helps bring these people in. And they're upset about it, too, because they're saying, hey, this isn't everybody. Well, of course, it's not everybody. No one's saying it's everybody. I'm not saying that. Trump was asked how an Afghan cleared to work with the CIA could commit such a heinous act in the United States. And Trump replied, he went cuckoo. I mean, he went nuts. Now, when you talk about somebody being, just breaking this down with what little information we have here, okay? If you talk about somebody working with the CIA in Afghanistan, whether or not he was ever going to come back to the States, can we all agree that the vetting process would not be quite as thorough as it would be in America? Okay, if I wanted to go work for the CIA or Drew wanted to go work for the CIA, they'd be digging up, you know, every old employer, every friend we ever had, every, you know, person we ever dated, right? They'd be digging through all that stuff. You think they're doing that with this guy? No, you're going to pull the guy's fingernails out? Go ahead. That's good enough for us. You don't mind a little blood? Good. Perfect. That's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong. That's what I'm thinking. But they say he was vetted by the CIA. Once again, I call BS on that. He was checked through the National Counterterrorism Center. He was clean on all checks. Once again, you come from a third world country. In a lot of these countries, you know, they don't exactly have good record keeping. I mean, really? I'm not laughing about any of this. Obviously, this is terrible what happened. But clean on all checks. What checks? I want to know what checks were done. I want details on this. What exactly did they do? A childhood friend of Lakhanwal's said the shooting suspect suffered mental problems from what he saw in Afghanistan. Well, I'm sure he did, and I'm sure a lot of American soldiers did too, because of all the things that they saw happening, right? I mean, there's horrific stuff that goes on in war. And, you know, I've got friends who were, for example, I've got a couple of friends who were homicide investigators. And there are things they'll never get out of their minds, dealing with MS-13 and some of the things they will never get those things out of their minds. And there are a lot of people who have to really, you know, anybody who's dealt with, you know, child abuse, child abuse prosecutors or investigators or these animal stuff, I'd go crazy. I couldn't even work for an animal control. I'd lose my mind. People hurt an animal. I just some things I don't want to see. Tears your soul apart. Just tears you apart. Anyway, a childhood friend of his said, when he saw the blood, bodies, and the wounded, he could not tolerate it. It put a lot of pressure on his mind. Well, I can imagine. I mean, how could it not? Unless your soul is just so seared that you no longer even care. But if you have any kind of a soul and you see horrible things happening to people, it's terrible. You never get it out of your mind. So due to his service in the U.S., New York Post is reporting he was led into America in 2021 under Operation Allies Welcome. This once again is a Biden administration thing. No kidding. We knew that. But the problem is, I want to know, once again, if the CIA was having him work with them, what exactly did they do to vet this guy? And at what point, you know, at what point did he go crazy in America? We don't know. Operation Allies Welcome, once again, this is Biden, has previously faced scrutiny over alarming flaws in its vetting process, you think? There were a couple of Homeland Security Inspector General reports. One of those reports conducted in 2022, listen to this, found that the Department of Homeland Security officers did not always have critical data to properly screen, vet, or inspect the evacuees. Like I said, that's exactly what I'm saying. They don't have the information to look up the old records. You know, when you're in a war-torn country, they probably didn't have file cabinets to start with. How are you going to get this information? You're not. Can't thoroughly vet them, not like Drew and I would be if we tried to help the CIA. They'd be digging through our trash can, digging through our high school yearbooks. They'd be looking for everything on us. How do your high school yearbooks look, Drew? You good? You got anything incriminating in them?
Not in the high school yearbooks, no.
Okay. After Brett Kavanaugh, I burned mine. I'm just kidding.
You have any quote in there?
I don't have anything. I was very boring. Nothing. No scandal. Anyway, but it doesn't surprise me. They didn't have the critical data to properly screen, according to the Department of Homeland Security, to properly screen, vet, or inspect the evacuees. Biden let 76,000 Afghans into the United States. Now, you've seen the pictures. We've all seen the pictures of those cargo planes full of people. Do not try to tell me they were all checked. I don't believe you. And now this is one guy. It's not, 50 guys, but there have been other problems. We don't know how many more are out there like him who are going to drive. I mean, this guy drove all the way across the country from Bellingham, Washington to Washington, D.C. to commit these heinous crimes. And kill. And I don't, I mean, I imagine he could tell she was a female. I mean, she was a cute girl. I don't know if he shot her from the back, but it sounds like he shot her. And then I don't want to get graphic. Okay. And then a lot of these guys have problems with women. They don't like women even driving or not covering themselves, much less, actually serving in the military in any capacity. So there's that issue too. And this stuff is taught when you're a little tiny kid, that women aren't, going to do this and do that and not wear this and not wear that. This stuff is taught. We leave there. What do? They go back to wearing the blue, the burqa. Covered head to toe again. Terrible. Just terrible. I was at a McDonald's drive-thru a while back, and there was a girl, and she had an accent. And I said, "Where are you from?" And she said, "Afghanistan." Beautiful girl. And I'm thinking, wow, the girls are pretty. You never see them before because they're covered up. She was a beautiful girl. And I said, "Well, we're happy to have you here in America. I'm glad you're here." I don't have a problem with immigrants. We're all immigrants. Most of us, my relatives came here hundreds of years ago, but still we immigrate unless you're somebody who's a Native American. So I have no problem with immigrants, but I want people who come to America who appreciate who we are and don't try to hurt us. That's all I'm asking. And when I say hurt us, I mean, don't become dead weight. Don't get, here's a guy getting a $2,000 a month apartment. Is he paying for that apartment? He's got a job at Amazon. Great. God bless him. Okay. But is he paying for that apartment? Or am I paying for that apartment? I mean, these are things that have to be investigated thoroughly. And his whole family ought to get tossed out for this. Sean Van Diver, founder and president of Afghan Evac. It's a nonprofit trying to help rescue Afghan allies in the U.S. Says he did not rescue this guy, but he said he betrayed his family, betrayed every American that helped get him here. He betrayed the United States government. Well, it looks like the CIA did it. If he's working with the CIA, and they're not checking him. Understand this. If they want somebody to do their dirty work, they don't really care. How many movies have we seen like that? Where the bad guy's real creepy, but he's on our side, so it's okay, right? He's a scary guy, and he's, pulling people's eyeballs out, but he's pulling the ones we want out, so it's okay. And that's the kind of stuff that geez, it's just terrible. It's just terrible. And unfortunately, I don't want to see everybody who's from Afghanistan tossed out of America, but I do think there should be a real examining of all this stuff. And that's what the Trump administration is doing. They're talking about re-examining all the green cards issued to people from 19 countries of concern. I'm not going to read you all 19, but it includes places like Afghanistan, Congo, Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, a bunch of Libya, Somalia, Sudan, a bunch of places. Okay. So we'll see how much power he has to do that, how many people he's got to track down and find out what the situation is and look into their stuff. I don't know. I mean, that's a problem. You got 76,000 people, and that's just from Afghanistan that came in under this program. And I mentioned earlier, there was a woman I knew who worked for the American government. She was from Iraq. She came into America because she said, they'll kill me if I stay there because I worked as an interpreter with the American soldiers. And she's a law-abiding citizen. She's not out to hurt us. She's grateful to be here, as many people I'm sure are. But unfortunately, not all. That's a problem. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox. Good morning. Happy Black Friday. Is it special? Let me know. I don't think so. Hey, it's going on for 2 months. Now, what about tomorrow? Is that going to be, I guess, Cyber Monday, right? Did you mention that, Drew? Cyber Monday? Is that still a thing, or is it every Monday, too?
I think so, but like you said, I think it's the whole month, where these alleged deals. I don't know. Did you see that Target that Target video. They were putting, I guess, fake Christmas trees on Black Friday deals, but it was like there was a sticker over the original price, and the Black Friday price was more than the original $120.
I did not see that.
Yeah. That's okay. What a lot of Black Friday deals are. They're just scams anyways.
Yeah, but where'd you see that? Like a TikTok or X or where was it?
X.
Okay, by the way, you can follow me at X, Heidi Hare Show. And of course, follow 97.1 FM Talk at 97.1 FM Talk on X. And yours is Drew Young Radio?
Yep, just Drew Young Radio.
Okay. Target does not need that right now. Target is trying to recover from everyone hating them for all kinds of reasons, and they got caught doing that. Where did you see that video?
Yeah, like I said, it was on X, but wow. I'm not surprised. If you type in Black Friday Target, you'll probably find it.
Oh, I'm totally going to trash them because I hate them. No, I don't hate them, but the hate's too strong a word. But I will say that I quit going there 15 years ago because I didn't like their policies. And I think it's funny that they got caught with their pants down.
Oh, yeah.
In this particular case. I'll look for it later, but that's pretty funny. That's not the publicity that Target needs right now. And what's fascinating is Walmart's still doing well. You know, when times are tough, Walmart seems to do well. You know, a few years back, there were all these videos online. Maybe they still are. Videos online, documentaries and whatnot, left-leaning mostly. Oh, Walmart's so terrible. Walmart, you know, makes things, you know, they makes people have to sell their stuff for dirt to Walmart, you know, all these different things and they're this and that. Well, then what happens? Dollar Tree comes along, whatever the dollar store is near you, right? And all of a sudden, Walmart's got competition. Wait a minute. I thought Walmart couldn't have competition because I thought their business practices were such that no one could compete with them. And the next thing you know, they're competing with Amazon. They're competing with Dollar Tree, Dollar General, whatever the store is near you. And all of a sudden, that's all changed.
What do you think? Do you go to Walmart at all, ever?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Who doesn't go to Walmart? Is there anybody that doesn't go to Walmart?
I hate Walmart. If I have to go, I will, but like, yeah. Okay.
Why are you hating on Walmart?
I don't know. It's just like when you go in there, there's always something off, you know. I don't know.
Are you saying that you see the best of humanity in Walmart? Is
exactly.
That what you're saying?
Exactly.
That is true. And you do definitely see the worst of humanity in Walmart at times. There's no question about it. I don't spend a lot of time there because I don't like to shop in general like that. I don't like to grocery shop and that kind of thing. You know, when I was a teenager, we used to walk through the mall. Remember that mall? Does that sound familiar, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
The mall. We would go to the mall. That's where we hung out, at the mall. And there was no online shopping or any of that stuff, obviously, then. But that was really fun back in the day. That was a whole, you know, social experience when we would all go together, just walk them down the mall, go to the food court, grab lunch. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was
great. And you could do that. But now there are some malls around the country that are still doing well. Most aren't so much, but it was totally different now.
Yeah, I think.
But yeah, Walmart, like, you definitely see the pajamas.
I think we got like one or two malls left here in St. Louis.
Okay. Did you see the transportation secretary the other day was talking about people wearing pajamas on planes?
Oh, yeah.
He was saying people, well, he didn't quite say pajamas. He just said people should basically dress better, be nicer to each other and this and that. Okay. Because people do go out in their pajamas. I have to laugh, though, because when I fly... I'm flying for survival. In other words, when I get on the plane, I'm wearing some comfortable. No, you can hear me out. I don't fear flying, but most of the time, if there's a problem with the plane, it's during takeoff or landing. I mean, that's statistically, that's what they tell you, right? And they also tell you that if the plane goes, something happens on the tarmac, you got about 90 seconds to get out of there. If you're going to survive it, if it's survivable, the crash is right. So when I fly, I'm already dressed. I'm not going to dress like a slob, but I am wearing sneaks. I'm not wearing high heels. I'm not wearing flip-flops, slides, none of that. I'm wearing sneaks so that I can go over the top of that seat and get out the door and get down the slide if necessary and run down the tarmac because I'm not going to get stuck in the seat looking for my strappy sandals. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair. As long... For me, it's like if you smell good on a plane, that's way more important than how you dress. Because if you stink,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And you got to sit next to
somebody.
Yeah,
there are people, aren't they? There are people who get on a plane and they haven't taken a shower.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people? So disgusting that people don't do that. Yeah. Well, people are, I mean, let's face it. There are some people who are just gross. And they don't have any respect for other people when you're crammed in a place that small.
Yeah, it's a small space.
You should, you should be concerned about it. But yeah, when you're flying, you should definitely, I think, be prepared to be able to get yourself out of a plane if necessary. And people don't think like that. This is not going to happen to them. Well, hope not. You know, they're trying to get their laptop off out of their bag under their seat. And the next thing you know, it's too late. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know why they don't ever stress that. You should wear sneaks on a plane. But they don't. Yeah. But I get it. I get the Walmart has changed a little bit. But, you know, once again, remember they were saying there's no way to compete with Walmart. Oh, they're so awful. Their business practices are so, anti-competitive and this and that. And then all of a sudden, dollar comes along. And Amazon comes along. And they're still doing well because they have upped their game and they have changed their... They have adapted. Let's put it that way. They've adapted to how things are. And that's why they're still doing well. And Target's down in the toilet. Hee hee. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Good morning. Happy Black Friday to you. And don't forget, by the way, got a text about this. The text line is open 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. We were talking about Black Friday and various retailers and how Black Friday doesn't mean anything anymore. But Small Business Saturday is tomorrow. Texter reminded me that Small Business Saturday might get screwed up because of the snow. Yeah, so come on, please get out and please.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Please, please, please. Do something with small business. Please give them your business. I try to go local whenever I can. Sometimes you can't. I get it. But I try to. And please patronize these local businesses. It makes so much difference. not only to them, but to the entire community. Ryan Smells joins us from Fox News Radio on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Hi, Ryan. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox. How you doing?
No, I'm doing good, Heidi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. So let's talk a little bit about D.C. Obviously, tragic, horrible. The other person, we hope he survives, 24 years old. She was, it's hard to believe, 20 years old. This girl was 20 years old.
Yeah, just crazy. Terrible. And she was serving our country. Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about Sarah Baxter, of course.
And we have a Fox affiliate in West Virginia and out of Morgantown. And, you know, I was texting some of their people back and forth. They were really trying to get a lot of answers quickly because, you know, I mean, a lot of people were concerned, obviously, when they found out. Because I think they heard early on that they were both National Guard members out of West Virginia. So they wanted to get answers as soon as possible. And I actually thought I had family members who were a couple blocks away from where the shooting happened.
Wow.
And they had somebody in their tour group who was so scared they just had to leave the area. So it was a crazy day and obviously a very tragic one now too.
That is terrible. And Andrew Wolf, as we mentioned, 24 years old, he was the other person shot and he's fighting for his life. Just terrible. I mean, here are these National Guards people are just trying to help, trying to keep things calm, trying to assist the police in DC. And this piece of garbage drives from Bellingham, Washington, clearly with the intent to try to cause mayhem. And if he hadn't been taken out by somebody else, who knows what else he would have done? Or not killed, but taken down, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrifying to think about. And obviously, this is going to put a big debate back on the immigration issue. You know, from what we understand, this person was from an Afghan national from came into the country in 2021, so right after President Biden took office, or at least the first year of President Biden's administration. And now that's why you see President Trump, and we'll have a story come out on this later on today, saying that he's going to pause migration from a number of countries for the time being. And he's taken a very aggressive approach to this. Obviously, you know, we'll see if this is one of those things that we'll probably end up seeing in the courtroom very soon and see those types of challenges to it. But that's kind of been how things are.
Well, my understanding also is the Trump administration is going to reexamine all the green cards issued to people from 19 countries. They call them countries of concern. That's an issue, too. And to your point, you know, we don't know how legally what they can do legally. We don't know. But also, I mean, how much surveillance can you do on a person? How much can you get into their business if they're here legally? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the legal aspects, but you know, here's a guy, he was working with the CIA, as you know, and actually, I guess, involved, this guy had been involved in torture. I'm not sure if he was doing the CIA's dirty work or how that went down. I don't know. But they say, oh, you're vetted. I mean, I'm sorry, you guys doing your torture for you or some kind of torture or involved in something like that, this elite unit, you know, probably not all there if he's doing this kind of stuff. But, oh, yeah, we vetted everybody. Sure you did. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, those are all going to be questions that we have to get answers to. And this person certainly had, I mean, you know, we don't know if he was radicalized or what ultimately led to why he decided to do this. I mean, it's pretty horrendous. And so, I mean, yeah, we still have a lot of questions that haven't been answered yet.
Yeah, and when you look at all of those planes full of people, the cargo planes, just with hundreds and hundreds of people on each plane, you know, don't tell me, and I'm not, I ask, you know, I know you're not having an opinion, you're just a reporter, but I'm just saying there's no way you could have vetted all those people, besides the fact that in some of these countries, there are no records available to even search to find out if the person's been, you know, a little off in the past or had some kind of violent history. There's no way to search for this information.
Yeah, I mean, the vetting system has been kind of under scrutiny for a long time, and yeah, I mean, some will probably say it needs to be reformed, and that would be something that Congress would have to do. Now, whether or not Congress has the political will or the ability to actually get that done, you know, we don't know. And that's kind of one of those things that we've been waiting to see and that people have said they wanted to do for decades, and it still just hasn't happened.
Yeah, my producer Drew and I were talking about that this morning and saying if the two of us wanted to go work for the CIA, they'd be going through our old high school yearbooks, for heaven's sake, right?
Yeah, probably.
But you can't. Yeah, I burned all mine a while back. No, but you know what I mean? They'd be doing that and all these things they'd be able to access, and you simply cannot do this with third world people. And listen, I'm not saying all the people who came over from Afghanistan, they're saying it's something like 76,000. I'm not saying they all want to do us harm. Clearly they do not. And I actually know a woman who was an interpreter in Iraq working with United yeah. States military who came to America. She doesn't want to do any harm, but if she had stayed in Iraq, she would have been killed. And that's the risk for yep. a lot of these people too. We want them to help us and then we just leave them to be killed. We don't want that.
Yeah. I had when I was a volunteer firefighter in Texas, I had an Iraqi interpreter who obviously got U.S. citizenship for helping out the United States military during the war in Iraq too. And we still have a lot of people who helped the United States during the war who were still in Afghanistan and still in some of these other countries that would be considered to be not exactly the safest right now, especially Afghanistan. And, you know, they haven't been rescued by the United States. And yeah, if it's found out that they worked or helped the United States government when it comes to either Al Qaeda or fighting the Taliban, you know, they'd be in a terrifying situation. They practically helped the United States during our most recent wars.
Right. And what's interesting about this terrorist is he didn't have any kind of I don't want to say assault weapon because people who have guns will just hate me for that. I'm just, for a lack of a better term, okay? He didn't have something that could cause more damage. He just had a snub-nose revolver is the picture that I saw. Yeah. And so who knows why he didn't have a gun that would do more damage? Who knows how much damage he intended to inflict? We don't know. We have questions behind all these things. And I'm interested in that because usually when there's somebody who wants to do a lot of damage, they go and get a weapon that can do more damage. So we don't know the answers yet at this point.
Of course, yeah. And it's going to take probably a while to get some of these answers. And, you know, this all happened right before a holiday weekend. We have gotten a lot of information on this person's background and everything like that so far. But there's still a lot that we need to find out that you know, maybe we'll be able to figure out hopefully soon.
Well, and in the meanwhile, we're going to be praying for the recovery of Andrew Wolf and praying for the family of Sarah Beckstrom because this is just horrific. And this is, and do you know which intersection this? Because I'm sure you know DC. Which intersection where this occurred? Do you know where that is?
I'm familiar with the area. I need to actually look at the map and see specifically where it happened. Mm-hmm. But I mean, this is just a few blocks away from the White House. Yeah, that's surreal, and it's a very heavy trafficked area, and a lot of us have been talking about how, I mean, good thing this happened when it, I mean, you know, it's horrible happened in general, but, you know, this was a holiday weekend when this did happen, and there could have been significantly more people if this would have been, you know, a normal business day or maybe peak tourism season, you know, if it wasn't cold outside. I mean, it wasn't cold outside when this happened, but, you know, the traffic in that area was a lot lower than it normally is. And right. Yeah, I mean, you think if you would have added more people to the area when the shooting happened, yeah, gosh, that puts a lot of scary thoughts in your head.
Yeah, and then of course, DC is DC a gun free zone?
Yes, it's pretty strict there. Yeah, let's just say I know a lot of people have had to sell their guns when they move here because they can't exactly. There's certain ones they can't bring into the city or keep in their apartments.
That's what I'm saying. So isn't it odd how the terrorists and the bad actors always somehow manage to get a hold of a gun, even in a gun-free zone? It's a tragic, tragic situation, and hopefully we'll get some answers and try to unearth any of these other guys who are planning this next before it happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to see that happen. Ryan Smells, Fox News Radio. Thanks for joining the Mark Cox Morning Show. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Heidi. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thank you. You too. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Sending you off to the weekend here. Hope you patronize some small businesses because Small Business Saturday is coming up tomorrow. We don't want to leave these people out who work so hard. You know, how does a big business become a big business? It starts out as a small business. We know that. And I know it's not always possible to patronize a local business. And I try to go local whenever I can. I do, because it's hard to open it. But this is what America's all about, right? If you have the wherewithal and you have an idea and you have something that you want to be able to, something you want to be able to fulfill, some need that people have, then that's what makes America great, the ability to do that. Whether it's a, you know, taco truck. I think it'd be, personally, if I was going to have a food truck, and I know some parts of the country are in LA and Washington, D.C., you can go, I've ever seen this, Drew, you can actually go on apps that tell you where the trucks are going to be.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Now, I haven't worked in LA for a while, but I have, when I used to go to DC, they would do that, that you could find out where the apps, where the trucks were, because it's very competitive. And the trucks are very good, especially in DC. They're really good. They're all over the place. I think it'd be great. If it were me, I'd have a mac and cheese truck. What do you think?
A mac and cheese truck. So are you just going to have like 3 different mac and cheeses? What are we going?
Listen, what else do you need? Mac and cheese with bacon in it? Mac and cheese. I don't know. I'm not a cook, so I could never have a food truck ever. I have no ability whatsoever to do that. But I mean, people like comfort food. Can we all be honest here?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, whether you want to have a mac and cheese truck or whether you want to start a restaurant or something, I mean, this is what America's all about. So please go out and patronize the small businesses tomorrow. That's important to keep the country running. And I know some parts of the country are tougher than others. But, you know, can I just be honest and say that if you buy a gift for somebody that is thoughtful, you actually considered who they are and what they want and what they like. I have a friend of mine who's terminally ill. She's not dying today, but she is dying. But she's good with it. She knows she's going to meet with Jesus and she's not freaking out or anything like that. But she's, you know, she had a birthday this week. And I went to the bookstore and she likes cat books about cats. I don't mean like breeds of cats, but like novels written about cats that are funny things like that, right? I try to give her books of mine that I've read before, but I'm always reading history or something else. And she's like, So she likes the cat books. Went over to the bookstore, got her some cat books. She was so happy. I mean, it's not even about the money. It doesn't even cost a lot of money to do something like that. But if you actually put some thought into it and say, this is what they really like, then I think that's much more important than spending a lot of money. I mean, there are ways to not overspend at Christmas is what I'm saying.
Yeah. What I do. So me and my sisters, our birthday is like 1 month apart, October, November. So I got her, I'll just let her do her thing. So I get her a $50 Amazon gift card. There you go. Buy whatever you want, because if I buy it, I get her a lot of Cardinals stuff. She's a big Cardinals fan.
Right.
So I don't want to keep getting her Cardinals stuff. I was like, here you go. Like, get whatever you want. She got me a lava lamp, and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
A lava lamp? Is that a thing now?
Exactly.
It's I mean, like, I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they give you some good ambiance in your room. As long as she doesn't give you one. Have you ever seen the lamp that has the beads of oil going down the lamp and then like a sculpture in the middle?
No, that sounds
better than a
lava lamp.
Are the worst things ever. People used to have them in their houses like in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
But they'd have literally, they have like a sculpture and then it's kind of shaped like a like a barbershop pole.
Okay.
So it's cylindrical. Okay.
Yeah.
And then it has these little, I don't know, pieces of wire or something. And then they have little beads of oil going down them. And it has some kind of motor in the bottom and then it glistens. It's the tackiest thing ever made in history of mankind. And I don't know. Those are the kind of things you see at yard sales.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't remember what they called them, but they were the worst.
It's like the Christmas Story lamp. The leg
what
lamp.
Was that? Which kind was that?
That was like the leg. You got to know. That's a classic. In the Christmas Story?
You don't
remember?
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I think I don't remember the lamp. Am I missing the lamp?
You might get a bunch of texts on the text line now.
Okay. They're going to let me know that I'm wrong about the lamp. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, just getting somebody even something funny like that. You know, a silly. I have a friend who got me something. It's not a lava lamp, but it's a thing with water in it that actually has a couple of little plastic. They look like little squid. No, not squid. They look like jellyfish.
Okay.
And there are two of them. And it's got a motor in the bottom, so it makes the jellyfish go up and down. And they change color, has a color thing in the bottom. It's hilarious. And it's probably a foot tall, and it's got some water, and it's the cutest thing ever. She bought me one because I loved her so much because it was so funny that I thought this is the greatest thing ever. I should put it when I do this. I'll be here Monday for Mark Cox again, too. Maybe I'll put it behind me so people will be able to see it. But it's actually adorable. It's just the way it's designed, they bubble up, they come down, they bubble up, they go down, they change color and all this stuff. And it just kind of adds a nice little light to the room.
We just got to stop doing socks and underwear.
Right?
That's like the go-to gift for a guy is just getting him socks and underwear. Just don't do that this year. Just put some thought into it, like you said.
I know. We're doing a ladies' lunch at my church, and they're like, oh, let's do socks. I just donated like three or four pair of huge, you know, the huge winter socks that you wind up not wearing.
Ever.
Yeah. Ever. Because you slip and break your neck on some of those things.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I have one or two pair, but I had like, I don't know, so many that I couldn't even close my door. I'm like, I don't even live where it's cold. I don't need all this.
That's a good point,
too. Anyway, you know, it was pretty funny. Yeah, so put some thought into whatever you get somebody, all right? That's a good way to go. I will see you all again on Monday. You can follow me on Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever it is called this week, X, Instagram, all that good stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing you again on Monday. Hopefully by the weekend, we'll know a little bit more about this piece of garbage who shot those National Guardsmen in Washington, D.C. They'll have some information out. And I want to know who knew something. Because the FBI has looked into these mass shooters or terrorist attacks, and they found that almost without exception, somebody knows something before it happens. So let's get some information on that. I think that would help. All right, y'all. Have a great week. And don't forget the text line's always open. If you want to text Annie's show or Mark Reardon's show or anybody's show, it's going to be 314-241-9797. Take advantage of it. It's very fun. Thank you, Drew, for a great job there behind the scenes. Appreciate you. See you guys on Monday.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.